Good morning, The Exotic Fat. This is Emily.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So I'm from Mackay. I'm from Mackay. My phone's having a bit of a hissy fit. I just have a bit of a question about my bearded dragon and blue tongue lizard.
Yeah, okay.
So we've just built them a big outdoor pit. I've got two separate pits for them.
Yep.
Now, my question is, it does get down to about 5 degrees here at night, some nights during winter. So I'm just wondering, do I need to put some form of heat in the pits for them, or is it just okay with the sunlight, or...
No, you will need a supplementary heat source, especially for your bearded dragon. They should be sitting around, like, at lowest at 27 degrees.
Okay.
Any lower than that, you've got increased risk of respiratory infections, their immune system being compromised, and a few other little things. So it's best to keep those guys nice and warm. And then with your Bluey as well, keeping him around that you don't want him dropping too much below the 20 either.
So in summer it'd be fine.
In summer it'd be right. If anything, you'd just have to be concerned about how hot for the Bluey. If he's got no sort of cool air, like make sure he's got plenty of cool shelters and things.
We've built it so that there's heaps of shelter. It's not in full sunlight all day. It gets full sun first thing in the morning until about lunchtime, and then there's a shade over it. So it does have that shade as well, so they can get out in the sun and heat up and warm up, and then we've got that shade as well. We do have plenty of shelter from the if it happens to rain or anything like that. We have made sure that there's plenty of dry spots in there, and
supplementary heat source for the moment, especially while those temperatures are dropping. Through summer, though, you most likely won't need them, especially being so up north.
So what would you recommend? So we haven't put the lizards in there yet because we're trying to get it all perfect before sticking them in. What would you recommend using for in an outdoor enclosure like that?
That's a bit of a tricky one.
I don't trust those heat. You know how you can buy the shelters, the heated shelters and stuff? I don't 100% trust those, to be honest.
A ceramic heat lamp is what I would more recommend. For being an outdoor enclosure, it'd just be a bit tricky to set up a thing. Can I pop you on hold for a moment? I'll just see if I can brainstorm with my colleagues.
Yeah, that's fine. If it helps, I can get access to a power source. Yep.
That might be a bit easier because then I can ask my my vets and just sort of, see what other things we can recommend for you.
Oh, and I can send some photos through as well.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, if we could do that, please, that'd be fantastic.
Our email address is on our website, but I can give it to you now if you want.
Yes, please.
So it's Exotics, EXOTICS.
Yep.
VET.
Yeah.
@mail.com.
At mail.
Yep. Just mail.com.
.com. Yep. Okay. Oh no, that'd be fantastic. I'll send that through in about 10 minutes. I'll just go and get some decent photos and.
Too easy. We'll look forward to it and we'll talk soon.
Oh, thank you so much. Very much appreciated.
That's all good. Have a good day.
Oh, well, you too. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.